pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
As we study the tribulation period, this would be dispensation number 7, we come across something called the seven trumpet judgments. In Revelation chapter 8 and verse 2, it says, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets." Revelation chapter 8 and verse 6 says, "And the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound." In Revelation chapter 8 and verse 13, it says, "And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe! Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth by reason of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." Revelation chapter 9, verse 14, "Saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." Then in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7 it says, "But in the days the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets." In Revelation chapter 16, verse 17, "And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done." Well, this is a description somewhat of the seven trumpet judgments that will come upon the earth during the tribulation period. Now, notice that two of the announced three woes we read of in chapter 8 and verse 12 and 13, it talks about the woes that would come upon the world. The first woe that we read of is in Revelation chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And what is there is demonic torment is loosed upon the earth, according to Revelation chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. And then in Revelation chapter 9 and verse 12, it says, "One woe is past, and behold, there come two woes more hereafter." And then we see the second woe, Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 through 19. And what's contained in this is the four angels of death are loosed. And once again, you read of this in Revelation chapter 9, verses 13 through 15. And as we read this in verses 16 through 19 of Revelation 9, we see also an army of 200 million and their horses kill a third part of mankind. You can read about that now in Revelation chapter 9, verses 16 through 19. And then in Revelation chapter 11, verses 13 through 14, let me read that. "And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell, and in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were affrighted, and gave glory to the God of heaven." And verse 14 says, "The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly." Now, the announcement of the completion of the second woe has happened. And notice what took place on this second woe. 1/10 of the city is destroyed, and 7,000 men are killed by a huge earthquake in the city. This would be the Antichrist's headquarters, according to those verses we've read. And then the third woe is coming without hesitation. God's judgment will not be stopped. God's judgment will come upon this earth during the tribulation time. And once again, I remind you that the tribulation is the seventh dispensation. Well, now in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, we see the seventh trumpet sounding. "And the seventh angel sounded, And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Well, we read in verse 15 that there's a very large number of voices, and they're heard coming out of heaven. And there will be no end to Christ's reign. When the seventh trumpet sounds, John hears great voices in heaven announcing that the kingdoms have become the kingdoms of Christ, and that henceforth he shall reign forever and ever. In contrast to previous instances where a single voice makes the announcement, here there is a great symphony of voices chanting the triumph of Christ. The fact that earthly rule will pass into the hands of God is frequently mentioned in Old Testament prophecy. You read about this in Ezekiel chapter 21 and Daniel chapter 2 and several other verses and chapters in Daniel. In Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 9 is an example of a prophecy. It says, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. Well, of course, this will be at the end of the tribulation period. Well, the question that remains is, how can the kingdoms of the world become, at this point, the kingdoms of Christ, when, as a matter of fact, the seven vials are still to be poured out? Well, the answer is, just as the seven trumpets come from the seventh seal, so the seven vials come from the seventh trumpet. And the process of destruction of earthly power is therefore already underway. It needs to be understood here that presented as fact is that Christ is declared to reign forever and ever. That's a given. Well, this is not simply announcing his kingdom over the earth during his millennial reign, but that his reign will continue in the new heaven and the new earth. Never again will the earth be under the control and under the lordship of man. And even the brief rebellion recorded in Revelation chapter 20 at the close of the millennium, this is unsuccessful. Well, before the details of the judgment to follow are unfolded in the seven vials in chapter 16 of Revelation, the divine revelation turns to other important aspects which relate to this period and which chronologically precede the consummation. And apart from the outpourings of the vials, which occur in rapid succession, there is little chronological movement from this point until chapter 19 and the second coming of Christ. Well, events and situations are now introduced, which are concurrent with the seals and the trumpets. These serve to emphasize the dramatic climax of this period in the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Remember, we're studying about the tribulation period, and great judgment is coming upon this world, upon mankind, during this period of time. Now, notice, if you would, we've looked at two woes now that has come out of these trumpets. And now let's look at the third woe, the vials of the wrath of God, in Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 1, we see the command to pour out the vials. It says, and I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Notice the term vials. There's more than one vial involved in these judgments, this judgment that's coming. And we see here from the temple, reading verse 1 of Revelation 16, a great voice is heard. And I believe that that voice must be God's. The voice is undoubtedly his voice, which is described as coming out of the temple, as being a great voice. Well, the seven angels to whom are given the seven plagues in the seven vials are now commanded to pour out their divine judgment upon the earth. Seven plagues. And the seven vials introduced and itemized in this chapter have often been compared to the seven seals and to the seven trumpets. And there's undoubtedly much comparison between the trumpet judgments and the judgments inflicted by the pouring out of the vials of the wrath of God. God's wrath is coming. Well, in both the trumpets and the vials, first of all, and then first in the series deals with the earth. The second deals with the sea, and the third with rivers and fountains of water, and the fourth with the sun, the fifth with darkness, the sixth with the river Euphrates, and the seventh with lightnings, thunders, and a great earthquake. Well, now there's a comparison here, the vials and trumpets. Notice the first four trumpet judgments deal only with one third of the earth. Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Revelation chapter 8 and verse 9 now goes on to say, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. Revelation chapter 8 and verse 11, and the name of the star is called Wormwood, and the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And Revelation chapter 8 and verse 12, and the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so as the third part of them was darkened. Well, the vial judgments appear to be universal in their application and greater in intensity than the trumpet judgments that I've read about here in these last verses that I read. The vial judgments proceed out of and constitute the seventh trumpet. Well, the judgments described in the trumpet and the vials come in rapid succession, and they all will be completed within a short period of time toward the close of the Great Tribulation. Well, the vial judgments lead up to the second coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And notice this also, that the vial judgments is the climax of God's divine dealings with a blasphemous people. God's fed up, and he says it's time to end this. Well, let's take a look at the vial judgments. We'll not complete it in this study, but we'll continue on in the next lesson. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 2 talks about the first vial. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. Well, we see here a terrible judgment falls upon men who have the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 16 and verse 2, and we dread that. There's a distinguishing contrast here between the first vial and the first trumpet, in that the first trumpet in Revelation chapter 8 and verse 7 burns up a third part of the trees and all the green grass. Here the judgment is specifically upon men and is directed to a particular group of men, namely the beast worshipers who have received the mark of the beast. I remind you that those who receive the mark of the beast, there is no way they're going to be saved during the tribulation time. But there will be people saved. Those who do not take the mark, they can be saved by calling upon the Lord, by trusting the Lord, just as you and I get saved, by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I pray that you've done that. You've asked him to come into your heart. You're ready for heaven. You're not going to go through the tribulation. You're going to go up in the rapture, or when the breath leaves your body, you will be with the Lord.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord.
May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.